So that's your GPA. Second thing is your proposal. What is your research proposal? What is, and this is for research degrees. Other places, it may be more a career statement. Think carefully about what you write there. This is really where you get to really play to the group. You get to, in a sense, appeal to them, their interests. You get to chance to demonstrate, if it's a research degree, what you want to do so they can see whether there, in fact, is a fit. Don't write that you want to become a professor and you love Shakespeare and you want to do a master's. What about Shakespeare do you want to do? I mean, that's a huge field. You or you're interested in the immigrant experience in Canada. That's, again, a huge topic area. What in there do you want to look at? Is there a research problem that you can identify you want to work on? And this is where working with a faculty member here is particularly valuable. Having them read it, comment upon it, give you feedback as to how able are you to identify it. And this, again, is especially important in the research degrees. If somebody's applying to work with me and I have no idea what they want to do, I'm less likely to take that student in because we're going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out what we're doing. In the sciences, if you're thinking about applying for a master's degree in science, they got to see whether or not their lab can support you. Do you fit in the lab? Do they have the resources, the time to work with you? So the proposal is very, very important. And what's more important in the proposal is not telling us you want to save the world or become an academic. You can make a nod in that direction if you want, but really, what are you going to do in the time you're with us? So if you're going to be with us for a year or two, what do you want to do? Can we work with you? Can we support you? That's the critical thing there. Your proposal is a really important part.